This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are taking place in the courtroom. And I'm joined by my co-host,
Big Nia. What's up, guys?
So, an absence in the pod. There's a lapse of time. Thanos snap, if you will. But he's back.
I'm back and better than ever. Used to be called DJ Wildfire, but now I have upgraded to a new name.
Yes, it was a canon event, you know, as the youngins say nowadays. Before we get into today's topics, we'd like to thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know. Now, if you are in the gaming space, you know about the news, what has been going on, the Activision Blizzard deal with Microsoft, the FTC, the CMA. I can't tell you the amount of time, like, any of those words, paraphrases, whatever you want to call them, has come out of my mouth over the past 2 weeks. Now, it's a perfect time to bring you on the pod because you are Call of Duty in my circle. You're the Call of Duty guy.
COD expert. They call me the COD expert.
You are in my circle. Like, as much as, like, I have friends who play all these different types of games. They have specific games they play. I got Halo. I got God of War. I got all of them. And then it's you for Call of Duty.
I am the leader.
You are. You're 10th prestige, everything. And most importantly, I think it's a good dynamic to have here on the podcast. You're a Sony guy. PlayStation, I would say.
Yeah.
And I'm an Xbox guy, so we're technically at war right
now. We're rivals, but we agreed on a PC.
We do. That's where we come together. Now, I'm going to ask you the general question, and then we'll break everything else down.
All right.
Whenever Activision Blizzard deal was announced by Microsoft, by Xbox, was there ever a shred of doubt or, like, a thing of worry that, hey, I mean, grant you, let's say you don't play PC. I will not be able to play Call of Duty ever again.
Since that deal came out, I was worried that maybe it'll be exclusive. But then I thought about it, I was like, maybe they wouldn't do an exclusive because a lot of people play on PlayStation. I think maybe more people play on COD on PlayStation than they do on Xbox.
I can guarantee that fact because I've done the research and the Xbox's boss, Phil Spencer, said in the courtroom, one, we've made a $69 billion investment into Activision Blizzard. If we pull that game from PlayStation, that's money down the drain. And like what you just said, PlayStation is confirmed to be the top platform to play Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. That's why right now we have the most exclusives for it. Like for Modern Warfare 2, we already have like some deals out going on. Like, we have some combat packs that come out. It gives you, like, a skin, two blueprints, and a bunch of other stuff. Stuff like that comes out, like, probably, I think, once a month or once every, like, season. But, like, stuff like that I like a lot. And when the Activision Blizzard thing, the deal was proposed, I was a little worried. I was like, well, what if they do make it an Xbox exclusive? And then I started thinking, it's like, I don't think they would because the player base would go down tremendously. But I do think that if they do buy it, that Activision would be at a better place. Because Activision right now is at a shit show. It's chaotic right now. It's burning to the ground as we speak.
Mm-hmm. They got the stuff with their boss, Bobby Kotick, and like stuff behind the scenes. Obviously, things they've been releasing, like Overwatch 2, have been recepted well. But there are some things like loot boxes and controversies that strike almost every single game they release.
Yeah, thank God they got rid of loot boxes a while ago for this game. They even brought it up, I think, since before Modern Warfare 2019 was the last time we had actual supply drops.
whenever you talk about like Activision and like how bad they've been, the one thing I remember most, and like this is before I really got into gaming news and stuff like that, whenever they revealed Diablo Immortal, the mobile game, and they were, the guy was, it got booed obviously because everyone's like, oh, we want the next Diablo, actually not a mobile game. The guy said on the stage, and this is a, like an arena packed full of your fans, what's the matter, you guys don't have phones? I had to rewind. I was like, did he just say that?
No, just a like, big fuck you to your face.
Like, literally. Yeah, and I, from what I remember, I think this guy was like a high-ranking Activision or Blizzard guy. Like, who does that?
I bet it was his idea to make the mobile game. And now everybody's like, boo, it sucks. And he was like, well, you guys suck.
Yeah, no, he's like, I know best because I'm in this position. But... getting back to Call of Duty, I 100% agree. You're pulling that game ever since the deal has gone like through its paces. It would be stupid as an Xbox fan, as much as I'd like to say, you know what? You took Spider-Man from me. You took God of War. I'll name all those exclusives.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff. I can't justify putting Call of Duty just on Xbox. Sure. Let's put it on Game Pass. So maybe that's like my consolation prize where I don't have to pay for Call of Duty. Don't have to pay, air quotes, for Call of Duty. Monthly. Yeah. And I'm willing to pay that price. Like if I haven't bought an actual Call of Duty like prior to Modern Warfare 2 years.
Just me on the other hand, every year, most expensive one, every fucking year.
They got you right there. But like for me,
the balls.
Yeah. But for me, it's like Call of Duty at year to year is just the same deal. And Modern Warfare 2 was the one that I'm like, okay, like I'll get this one. I'll do this. Yeah. But if it's on Game Pass, I'll buy it.
When Modern Warfare 2019 came out, everybody was like, this is going to be revolutionary. This is going to be the next best thing. And it was. Then after that, Cold War, when it first came out, everybody complained about that for a while. Everybody hated it. Then Vanguard came out and they're like, yeah, Cold War wasn't that bad.
You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah, and then we had Vanguard, and Vanguard everybody hated. Then Modern Warfare 2 came out, and they're like, you couldn't get a worse game than Vanguard.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL.
Then we all collectively agreed Vanguard is the worst COD ever.
It's that period of time, and this goes for FPS shooters, like literally across the board. Call of Duty was stuck in this World War One, World War Two era. Battlefield was stuck in that era. And don't even get me started on Battlefield's Battle Royale, Flame Wall, whatever, Firezone,
yeah, Firestorm.
I think it was. Firestorm. I was like, what? The whole FPS genre, like outside of Halo, and even then Halo was bad. I was like, no, I can't do it.
I can't talk shit about Halo because I got family that is working for for that.
Okay. We take back some of those comments.
I got a cousin. He started off when he worked at Microsoft. He started off working at 343, mm-hmm. and like actually building the game. But now he's head of esports.
Oh, so now it's five. Yeah. That's a nice little ascension of the ladder there.
That's the goal, man. This guy loves what he does. Hey, the best part about it, he travels the world and he makes a lot of money while doing it. It's everything you'll ever want.
I think that's what you want the most.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the court cases have been revealing a lot about the Activision Blizzard deal, about stuff behind the scenes between PlayStation, Xbox. Nintendo was thrown in there for whatever reason. But the one thing I found out recently over, I think it was Friday this happened, Phil Spencer revealed that PlayStation was making money from Minecraft because that's available on the PlayStation platform.
True, yes.
And then in turn, the money made from Minecraft, PlayStation was using that money, which was from an Xbox game, to purchase other games to prevent them from going on the Xbox platform.
That's funny. That's a big fuck you to Xbox.
It's the funniest thing because, like, I heard this and I was like, bro, there ain't no way. Like,
yeah, I'm giving you
your own game. You're
preventing my business. It's like, come on.
It's a deal I've never, like, I can't grasp my head around the concept of given Minecraft, biggest game of all time, arguably, everyone plays it, makes a lot of money. And then PlayStation's like, all right, well, we have the money. Like, I think it was Ghostwire Tokyo and Deathloop were the two games that were brought up. And then Xbox was hearing news that Starfield, their new big RPG from Bethesda, was going to be a PlayStation exclusive. I would have been real mad if that happened.
Oh, I heard it's not anymore. And honestly, I'm kind of glad on that. I'm not really a big fan of exclusive stuff. I mean, like, I get it. Like, some exclusive stuff are, like, really good. Like, for PlayStation stuff, we have a lot of good stuff that Xbox does not have. And I think that's what's, like, really separating the console wars. It's just exclusive stuff. Because, honestly, if there was no exclusives and everybody had their own thing, I think it's more of, like, whatever console you like because of the controller. That's what I would have wanted. Like, I don't like the Xbox controller, so I don't play on Xbox. I like the PlayStation controller, but there was an Xbox controller shaped like the PS5 controller. I would definitely play Xbox more, like more often than I do now.
That's why I don't play my Switch like as much. I also should just invest in a Pro controller, but I still am rocking the regular Joy-Cons on the thing, and I have big hands, and those things are tiny. So it's just like, hey.
Pro controllers. So when people come over, I'll dust them in Mario Kart.
See, like, that you're making the smart moves. I'm just stubborn and don't want to, because Nintendo's prices on games and stuff is
insane.
I was looking at, because Tears of the Kingdom just came out, Legend of Zelda, and I was like, you know what? Breath of the Wild, I'm going to dive into that game. Don't have it. I'm going to go get it from GameStop. That game came out on the Wii U, which came out before the Switch, is still $60. Or like 55 used.
That's like Steam. Steam never goes on sale, bro.
Steam, I can get a game for like 99 cents. Grant you, how good of a game it is, I don't know, but
only God will know.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the reviews.
Oh yeah.
Now, in the vein of, you know, consolidating Activision Blizzard, this whole COD merger, everything. The emails came out that Jim Ryan, the head of PlayStation, was like, whenever he got the news that the merger was going to happen, he's like, I'm fairly confident we're going to get Call of Duty for years to come. No problem. Then it came out, he's like, you know what? The offer for Call of Duty to remain on PlayStation for 3 years is inadequate on many levels. And then Xbox offered a 10-year partnership to get Activision Blizzard games, including Call of Duty, on the platform, and he's like, you know what? I don't want a Call of Duty deal. I just want to block your merger. In his words.
That is crazy. He's like, I don't even want COD. I just don't want you to purchase them.
Yeah.
Activision. That's crazy. That's like a cock block right there.
I've seen the quotes like being flung around over the past couple years about this, and it's like something out of WWE. Like, it's literally, they're saying the most wild things, and it's like, what's going on? Like, can we just do something?
I'm still waiting for somebody to Rey Mysterio this contract and put it into effect.
They're still in the courtroom, so hey, it might happen. I've remained true no matter how much I despise PlayStation for having games like God of War, Spider-Man, who's my favorite superhero, and like it sucks. Like I have to go buy a whole separate console or wait 2 years, 3 years. You know, I was having this conversation with someone before. I bought my Series X, and I'm still like questioning why I did. Because like right now, it just
useless.
Even for me, like I would have still had my Xbox One, still worked, still would have played Game Pass. And then if I got the PS5, I could have played games like, I don't know, Spider-Man 2, God of War, Ragnarok. And now I got to wait for it to hit PC, you know. Yeah. But I still have played The Last of Us. I'm playing The Last of Us Part 2, so I'm enjoying that.
Fun fact, Last of Us Remastered, and Last of Us Part 1 are the same exact game.
Yeah.
Just remastered. Two more times.
I can't speak on that because I've bought Skyrim Elder Scrolls 5 times and it's the same game just remastered, so I'm part of the problem.
Oh dude, I didn't even know Part 1 was actually a remastered. So I got the Last of Us Remastered. I was like, "Oh, I'm going to play this for a bit." This is right after I started watching the show. I'm like, "All right, let me like catch up with the show, you know?" So I started playing it. And I bought Part 2. I'm like, "I'm going to play this after I'm done with the remastered." And then Part 1 was pre-order. I didn't even look at the description. I was like, you know what? When it comes out, I'm going to like it. So I bought it. So I go to TikTok 2 days later. Oh, yeah. It's just another remaster. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. It's so bad. And
it came out. So many glitches. It was like the Star Wars that came out.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's been. And that was during the trend. Like, there was like a span of months where games just released and they were just horribly put out. But that's how things go in the gaming industry. So, in closing, do you think this merger goes through and will this continue Call of Duty on PlayStation?
Honestly, I think it will go through. If COD doesn't get taken off of PlayStation, I think it would be a good idea to actually have Microsoft buy them because that means, because I know Microsoft makes a lot more money than PlayStation when it comes down to like their gaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if Xbox buys it, it will be good enough for everybody. And I do think that when they do, that COD will essentially be better because there's going to be a lot more work put into it. Because Activision is a little lazy right now. They have a lot of employees and half of them don't even really do much. I mean, you could tell because whatever games that came out, you could tell all the glitches and stuff that's happening.
They're getting comfortable.
All that. Yeah.
Quality control. That's the thing that Microsoft might bring. Who knows?
There's not enough hard workers, but there's a lot of workers.
Yes. But you know where there are more hard workers? There are more hard workers on the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Rate, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only
Big Niam.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.